Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Beth Ellicott.
And this is the midweek version of the Fiber Talk podcast that we do two times a week because we like to talk about needlework. Yep.
Is there anything else to talk about?
I have not found a thing. No.
No.
I will talk about cycling, but needlework's more interesting. Cycling's just turning around the pedal thing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Unless you're beautiful scenery, so then you're
that's a different story. I do get that. This week, again, we're sponsored by the EGA, Embroiderers Guild of America, the National Seminar, and particularly the Sampler University. Really, really going to push this, help them push this. We want people to check it out because it's an outreach to non-members. So if you're not a member, you can go and participate and get exposure and kind of get a feel for a national seminar and have two terrific days with, we've got Isabella Kettlewell is the sampler from Sylvia Stecker, Running with Needles and Scissors. And we're hoping after the first of the year that we can have some of that sampler to show you and be able to stitch and do some playing with that. We're working on that. And then the other one is a sampler sewing roll kit with Rebecca Nolan of Lucy Beam, and recording that show with her coming up here in the next day or two. So we'll have that in the next two or three weeks, not sure when. But and we have not talked to Rebecca yet. So she's just a fascinating, oh boy, she's got all kinds of things going on.
Yeah.
Samplers and small cross-stitch pieces. And the whole shoot and match. So that's coming up. So we'll get to hear more about that that sewing role and what she's going to do at Sampler University. So let's see. It's 2 days, two kits, two lunches, a Saturday night stitch-in, and some swag, all for the one price. And you go to egausa.org and go to the events section, and then you'll find it there, Sampler University. And you'll also find the national seminar. And if you poke around in that events thing, you'll also find regional seminars. And I call your attention to regional seminars because it's a chance, usually within driving distance, to see some terrific classes on a regional basis. Yeah.
Fantastic teachers. I know our region has some really, really, has had some really good teachers come out and teach nationally come here, and it's a lot less expensive, you know, to be honest. You know, you're driving locally. You know, the farthest away I think we'd have to go is to, for me, is for Lincoln, Nebraska, which isn't that far.
Right.
You know, and it's drivable. And then great teachers. But also, if you're looking at Sampler U, you get to go to see the exhibit.
Yes.
If you're there. So, again, why not? Why not go and see what's happening at a national level, classes that are offered, you know, fear of specialty stitches, got over that through EGA.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
Sitting with people who are really experts at it that are local and sit with you and help you work out a stitch until you can get it right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
Yeah, it's terrific. And if you wonder about is the exhibit worth it, if you go back on our YouTube channel and do some poking around, Beth and I did, when we were there in Chicago, we did a tour of the exhibits, a video tour of the exhibits, and then we also did a video tour of all of that year's upcoming projects for the next year. So you'll get a sense of what you'll get to see, but the exhibit is fantastic because it's just...
Yeah.
Piece after piece it's, after piece, yeah.
It's yeah. packed. It's packed. Yeah.
So,
it's nice.
So if you look at that, two kits, 2 days of instruction, lunches, the whole shooting match, and a chance to experience some of the national seminar for 2 days without having to go for all of the days. And so if you're not a member, you got to be a member to go to the national seminar, but if you're not a member and not sure about it, want to get a little experience, this is an excellent way to do a couple of really terrific sampler pieces, some national teaching, national level teaching, and the exhibit. The exhibit's worth it. Trust me.
It's, that's nice. Yep. Very nice.
So egausa.org is the place to do that. So check it out. And it's a Dallas. It's in Dallas, so it's really easy to get to no matter where you're at in the country.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, Sunday show, Elizabeth Reese from Woodlawn. And we did this show because coming up here in November is the registration starts, entry start for the 2025 Needlework Show.
Are we going to enter?
Hmm?
Are you going to enter? Are you going to enter?
Am I going to enter?
Yes.
You know, I actually thought about it when I talked to her. You know, what would I enter? And a couple ideas came to mind. So maybe.
Yeah, I'd have to think about it. I always think of Woodlawn as like the premier.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Even above EGA and ANG, I don't know why I think that. I think it's because I've seen snippets of pieces that people have shown. So.
Yeah, I've thought about it. Yeah, the one that came to mind is Hannah Longstreth.
Yeah.
Because that worked out rather well. So I have to say, I thought about it. Yeah, the thing with that Woodlawn show, anybody can enter. It's not a juried thing. Anybody can enter. They judge them. And so you may or may not get displayed in the house. But, yeah, anybody can enter. And all the instructions, there are detailed instructions to the nth degree on the website. So you have no question about how to go about it and what you have to do. It's really, really well done. So that starts in early November, the entries. They start accepting those because they got to get them in because they got to judge them, and they get truckloads of them. So, but Elizabeth Reese joined us because also next year will be the 50th anniversary of Nellie's Needlers. Yeah, Nellie's Needlers. That's the group of volunteers that runs the Needlework Show.
Okay.
Yeah. And Nellie something, she was the granddaughter of Martha Washington. If I'd written all these facts down, I'd know them immediately, but I did not write them down. Anyway, she's related to Martha Washington, and she's the one who started this thing. So they, it's pretty cool, the history. So Elizabeth Reese is Sunday, and she talks about Woodlawn, what it's all about, how it all works. And so if you've never, don't know a thing about Woodlawn, it is one impressive thing. And so we go through it, and then we talk about the upcoming exhibit or Needlework Show, what it is, how it works, and the whole thing. So it's a real, there's an opportunity. I mean, if you get selected for that, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
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 So.
Yeah. To get awarded too. Some of those people, their pieces are beautiful. I'm like, wow.
I know.
How do you choose?
Can you imagine that? Having your piece hung in the rooms in Woodlawn? Wow.
No.
I'd make a trip just to see it hanging there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So it was, and it was really great to meet Elizabeth. She's the marketing person for Woodlawn. And so it was really great to meet her. And we talked about some other ideas. I hope that in the near future, we're going to be able to do some other things with Woodlawn. I think it would be great. Yeah, she is terrific. So we had a great conversation with her. So that's Sunday. And then do what I did, start thinking, all right, what can I enter here? Because I was thinking, oh, what can I enter? And Hannah Longstreth comes to mind because that's all framed up and everything. So I can.
I'd have to hurry and get. What if I got Gayan Rogers' piece, the Drawn Thread Sampler?
Oh, Beth.
I haven't framed it yet. It's still sitting in the basement in a roll.
Oh, but still. That's a good one.
I know.
That's a good one.
That would be a good one to send in.
That would impress the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fun piece, fun learning piece.
I think that needs to get framed pronto. Yeah. Yeah.
I mentioned it to Max, and we just haven't gone and done it yet. Yeah. So. Yeah.
I think that needs to get framed and shipped off to Woodlawn. That would be really good.
Yeah, that would be a good one. That would be a really good one.
Because that really shows off all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all the techniques and white work that it's not boring. That's no, for sure.
No.
Oh. Just using white thread on white fabric.
I think that
And
needs
that was
to
30
happen.
Count linen. That yep. was the other thing. It was 30 count linen. It wasn't like a high 40 count, 45 right. count. It was 30 count linen that I right. stitched it on.
I think that needs to happen, Beth.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Yeah. I'm making a note.
Make a note. Yes. Yep. I think so. Yeah, I don't have anything that impressive, but
oh, you, yeah, you do. I bet you do. Some of your needlepoint pieces.
Yeah, a couple of those are nice, but they're not like that. No.
What about Royal Garden?
Never finished it. No, didn't finish it.
It's impressive. You should finish that.
Squirrel.
My daughter got mad. Rachel got mad because I was like, I had it lounging around. And she goes, you need to frame that. So we finally, Max and I did something and we framed it. Yeah.
Oh.
So, but it's not frame worthy of Woodlawn. You know, the framing is not professional.
Functional.
Yeah. It looks great. It looks great in my house, but.
Yeah. No, not squirrel. Woodlawn. Squirrel for me. Moved on to something else. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I gotta take a look at Hannah Longstreth. That's I think I did a pretty decent job on that, so that might work.
Yeah. Mm. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Sunday, and then Woodlawn. You can follow them on Instagram or all the things. That's one to put on your list because they do some amazing things. Yeah, I hope we'll be able to do some other things with them in the future. And I even mentioned that once the exhibit is up, maybe a tour, Wednesday night tour. Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
For those of us who cannot travel out to Woodlawn.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll see. I think I threw too many ideas at her at once. I think she was getting a little overwhelmed because it was like, I got my opening. I got an opening. It's like, go.
Yes. Especially for something. I mean, because, I don't know when I first heard of Woodlawn. I mean, it's been a long time. So it's a fantastic venue for needlework.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of history there. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that's the other thing. I did not know, but talking to her, they have a Frank Lloyd Wright house there on the property.
Really?
That they moved there, that somebody saved it. It's the didn't write that down either. but anyway, they saved it, and people can have events in there, but you can tour it.
Oh, neat.
So if you've never been in a Frank Lloyd Wright anything, that's worth it right there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. worth it. Some lady, it's named after the lady, but some lady, it was going to get destroyed and she saved it and had it moved so it wouldn't get lost. Because his stuff is cool. Yeah. There's a Florida college, in Lakeland, that's all of Frank Lloyd Wright design. I did when I was doing the architectural magazine. I did a whole a tour of that and took photos and did an article for the magazine about it. Really, really amazing stuff. Yeah,
and
designed for Florida, so you could be outside and not be burnt to a crisp. And but beautiful stuff.
Very neat.
Old, old classic stuff. Yeah, really good. So, and then our own event. The Fiber Talk Needle Arts Weekend is March 21 to 23, and we're not going to spend every show for hours and hours talking about this thing, but wetalkfiber.com/weekend will get you to the page on our website, and then you download a PDF, and that has all the details in there, all the classes, how to get in, how to register, the whole shooting match. So we hope people consider that. And sign up soon. The room block is limited. We took it was first time, so we took a limited number. So we are sure it will fill up fast. But six classes. this is creeping me out. We've already got people registered, of course, which is fortunate. But everybody's registered for my toolbox, my tools class. It's like, oh, geez. I was hoping one would, you know.
Yeah. No. Because people are curious. I think, in fact, sometimes people ask, you know, what do you bring to a retreat? What do you bring when you go, like if we have a workshop, inevitably yeah. I'll say, bring your normal stitching supplies.
What's
yeah. normal stitching supplies, you know? And it's like, well, you've got to bring, you know, needle, scissors, tweezers are always good.
Yep.
A ruler, a pencil.
Laying
you know,
tool.
Those things are yeah. basic, I think, but people don't always bring them. Or and yeah. an, actually a pen, like a counting pen, if you're doing some sort of counted work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, those are all on my list. Yeah. No, this little It's So Emma thing that I have that I got from Sassy Jacks. You probably have one too.
Mine's smaller. Right there. But yeah, I like it. Perfect.
These things are great for all the tools. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this little size too. And I didn't realize, and it was getting dusty, and I had to take it all out. And you can pop this purple thing off and wash it out.
Oh, you can. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, because it sits out, so it's open,
mine.
So it gets dust in there. And I noticed mine was, you know, I have my windows open, and I live next to a cornfield. So I was like, that's gross. That needs to be washed.
Oh, that does pop right out. Look at that.
Yeah, isn't that neat? You learned something new today, didn't you?
I did. Did not know that. So, yeah It's So Emma. Kim has them at Sassy Jack's.
Mm-hmm.
What does she call it? The Stash and Store. There's two sizes.
Yeah, and I've got the small, which is fine for me. And I just lug it around. Every now and then I think, oh, I had to buy another one and put another set of tools in my other stitching spot. But I think, or I could just carry it around.
I had to be a show-off and get both sizes. But, 'cause I keep...
Yeah, but you don't have a little frog.
No, I don't. I don't have a cool little goldwort frog. I have one. It's just not finished. Yeah. So, yeah, I keep...
One day you'll be a cool kid.
Yeah, I know. I'll work on it. Yeah, in the small one, I keep all my pens and marking things, pens and pencils and stuff in the small one. So, yeah. I'll put those all back now before I lose them. I'm trying to make sure I put stuff back after I take it out because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody, you know that feeling.
On a podcast. Somebody said an old adage they'd gotten from their parents was, don't put it down, put it away. Yeah. Because that's how the messes start. That's how the messes start, when you just put it down. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'll get to
all
that later. Yeah, you never
mm-hmm. Later never happens.
No.
especially with the pile of threads, like if you finished a project.
Ah, there's one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they all, and then you're like, you're looking for your, you're working on your next project. You're like, I know I have those threads.
Yep. They're in that pile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. And then you waste just that much more time sorting through the pile to find what you want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Put it away. Don't put it down. I thought that was good. I've been kind of trying to remember that. Yeah. Because that's what happens after we do those live shows is, you know, even if we start out with nothing, stuff always comes out, you know, and I have
right.
this table with stuff all over it when we get done. And I've been making a real point after the show, take 15 minutes, put it all back away because
mm-hmm.
next thing you know, you got a pile and yeah.
Yeah.
So check us out at wetalkfiber.com/weekend. And Robin Rosignol is going to do a class on color wheels, another one on different threads to do the same job. So how do you, if you don't have a thread or can't get a thread anymore, how do you substitute for it to get the same job done? Cindy's going to do something on overdyed threads. You're going to do specialty stitches. I'm taking that class just because I'll learn.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, and I might pass out, say people bring a doodle cloth and a hoop even, and I'd definitely a notepad. But sometimes it's nice to try them.
Yeah. Yep. You never know. You might learn something. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing the one on stitching tools, and then Kelly Lee Teske is going to do one where you're going to make yo-yos, those cloth yo-yo things, and then make them into a needle book. So,
oh, fun.
So somebody posted that they do, she indicated, I think was indicating she wasn't interested, says she did better if there was a project involved. And, okay, I wrote back and you know, well, she wanted something to hands-on rather than a lecture, I think is how she said it. Well, if you're going to do specialty stitches, Robin's going to do, she's going to take a color wheel and you're going to put together some color combinations, and then you're going to use colored pencils and draw a quilt pattern with those combinations to see how it looks. I'm going to do tools, which is going to be a lecture, and then Kelly's going to have you making yo-yos. So there are ways to do that, but yet we're trying to take a different approach and with this thing and not have yet another, like we've said 100 times, not another project that you may or may not ever finish, where you invest, you know, a couple $100, $300 in threads and linen and charts and all the stuff. We're trying not to have that. You come, you learn some things, but you stitch all weekend and have an event and maybe finish some of the things you already have. So,
right. Right. To get together with like-minded people, you know, I think it's nice to do that. Nice to get together with stitching people, you know, that you have the same things in common. We all like talking about needle and thread and yep. stitching and colors and, you know, I don't need another project, you know, discussing that with a group of friends last night. It's like, oh, going through my stash. I love all my things, but I need to get some of them done.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah. I don't need any more. Mm-mm. Nope.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Nope. I have a truckload of them. Yeah.
And ones we want to do right. that require a lot of time and, you know, why get another one that's going to require?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of our problem is we tend to do bigger projects. So it's not like we can buy a bunch of smalls and finish them in a couple of weeks and move on to the next one. These things all take forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I've got two file boxes full of charts that I wanted to do too. So,
only two.
Yep. But I was to the doctor the other day, and I'm going to live to be 150, so no problem.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah.
It's going
to work out.
Good.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Plenty of time.
Great. Yep.
Plenty of time.
Yep. I'm just relaxed now. Now that once I mm-hmm. learned that, you know, it's like, hey, I'm good to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
WeTalkFiber.com/weekend and sign up and join us. It's going to be a fun weekend. Yep. Dawn to dusk. You know, is there a project in the past couple of years, 3 years, that has, at least in our view, comes up time and time again? That is a project with staying power.
And I could see, if I didn't have a million other projects kitted up and ready to go, redoing it in another colorway. Because it was very interesting to work on when I worked on it. The colors are fun to change. The stitches are different. I'm even thinking I'm doing the border now. I'm working on the last section. I'm thinking, okay, I've got to do this border. I've got to add beads and I can be done. But then I'm looking at this one motif and every time I look at it, I don't like how it looks. It's,
oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, something about it. It was the first time I'd ever stitched. It's supposed to look like a Celtic knot.
Oh, yeah.
And you weave the threads in and out, and it just looks like a mess. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to rip it out. I'm going to try some different colors in there and a thinner thread and see if I like it better.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
Got to come out. But I'm thinking, you know, we were talking about specialty stitches. I didn't know how to do that. I took I put it in and taken it out once already, and I'm going to do it again so I can get it the way I like it. I mean, it's okay. I could leave it. No one's going to say anything about it when they look at the piece, but I don't like it. Right. I don't like it. Yeah. So, but I could see doing this again on a gray canvas, using the same colors, using blacks and the grays and the red again, and seeing what it looked like. It's like, oh, no, 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 Beth, you do not have time to restitch this piece. You're not going to live that long. No. And I think the thing is, I think people get afraid because it's there's a lot of different stitches in there. There are a lot of different things that get, they get kind of bogged, layered. And I'm like, just up at one, down at two, just, you know, try it. If it doesn't come out the first time, try it again. The last motif didn't work for me. I couldn't do the stitch with the threads I had. I know the stitch. It's a silk ribbon stitch where you pierce your silk ribbon. I didn't have a wide enough piece of ribbon to use in the color I wanted. So I said, okay, what am I going to do? And I tried something and it didn't work. So I took it out and tried again. And I think that's what you need to do. I think you need to, you know, experiment. And that's, I think that's what makes this piece so much fun to stitch on.
I have that one hangs out there for me, because she Elizabeth at Textured Treasures is the designer. You know, she did that blue design. She did the blue colorway for me, and it hangs out there. What I have to do it is I have to sit down and compare the original threads with the blue threads that she selected, and match them up so I know which ones go where. And I just haven't sat down and gone through that exercise. Then I could start.
And in the center, I have her book right here, her little booklet. And if you were smart, which I'm not, you would take her. She has a master list here. You would mark it in here. Which I never did. I never went through. I guess I did it for a couple of colors, but I never marked what I changed. Because someone said, you are taking notes. And I'm like,
oops.
Notes.
Oops.
Oops. And in fact, I'd put it down for a while and I was like, oh, what color is that floss? Oh, I must have taken a note on it. I had to go go next to it, and they're very similar, so it's it took me a while to find the right color. You know, notes are good.
Yeah, they are. So that's I got to sit down and do that, because I have to say that every time I see one of those, and there's a group, there's a Facebook group for people who are interested for Dawn to Dusk, and check it out. Just it's. What people have done with that piece are is just,
And even if you just stitch one of her colorways, they're beautiful. They're just beautiful.
Half dozen? How many are there?
I think. Let's see. Six. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, with your blue one, it's six. There's six colorways. So, and I mean, you can't go wrong. This is the. That mauve one. Here's the, I think the gold and the sand, I think. And then they're beautiful. Oops, I'm going to change it.
Letting you know, fixing it.
So the sand, I think. So it's got the, like a gold beige. And then you've got this purpley mauve with greens in it. And I think someone flipped the colors, like you had more green than the mauve, and that was beautiful. I don't know. I like it because you've got all these choices, so it's easy even to change it just a little bit to make it your own. It's not difficult to do. Oh, but they're all beautiful. They're all beautiful.
Well, I think isn't that probably the standout thing, other than the design, the standout thing about that is so many people have changed it to make it their own. And so it's one of those where you really get to see what people can do with just some minor changes, like flipping the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a completely different piece. And it's not like they made it more difficult, like any of them made it more difficult to stitch. And yet it's unique and visually stunning, every one of them.
Right, yep. Right. And it's just, it's a fun stitch too, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
It does take a while. The brocade takes a while. The brocade. Get the brocade in.
I remember that. Every time I think about it, I hear you in the background going, do the brocade as you go or you'll never finish it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a stunner.
Yeah.
But people interested in that, Dawn to Dusk, Karen Dudzinski, Textured Treasures. There's a Facebook group. You can go there and see a whole rack of them. But you get the kit from her, and there's a bunch of threads to it, but it's a good challenge. But I haven't done a single stitch, but I've studied it enough to know exactly what it is. Do it.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah, it's definitely a different pattern, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yep. Do as I say, not as I do. Go stitch it. That's how it works. You know, you've put on the list at least a couple of times how much you dislike kitting things up.
Yeah.
What is the deal there? What is it that bugs you about that?
I think it's
fun.
I don't know. I like especially Jan Hicks had a fundraiser for hurricane relief. And it was a cute little pattern. I think it's going to be like 4 inches. It's going to be a little tiny thing. And I thought, "Oh good." And it's in Classic Colorworks or something. And
hey, let's
tangent.
Okay, hold that thought. Tangent. Hurricane Helene, North Carolina, just pounded the living tar out of North Carolina, especially the area where Kim is at.
Mm-hmm.
We're 3 weeks now, 4 weeks after the hurricane, and Kim is still struggling to be able to post anything with any regularity.
Kim had
classes planned for the fall. Those are all canceled because they have they don't have water and they don't know when they're going to get water. So it doesn't matter. You know, you can have electricity and internet and like the shop wasn't damaged. Kim's house wasn't damaged. They were very fortunate. And if you've watched the news at all, you know that anybody who wasn't damaged is really fortunate because we watched some more last night on the news and it was like, you just cry for those people. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that the majority of them didn't have flood insurance because hadn't been a flood there in forever. Why would you have flood insurance?
Right. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is biblical proportion flooding. It wasn't. People showed the highest stages the flooding was that had ever gotten in hundreds of years. And they said, well, that's probably done then. It was well below their homes. We're talking 6 feet. Below their homes, and then the next day they show water right next to their house.
Yeah, oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Horrible.
Lost everything. So Kim has you're trying to run a small business, and so Kim, her classes for the fall. I don't know how many she had, 2 or 3. Those are canceled. I'm sure getting shipments of thread in when people are more concerned about food and water. Is really way, way down on the list. So support, if you're going to buy some stuff, keep Kim and Sassy Jack Stitchery in mind as your source for things. I mean, she's got a store full of stuff, so she's probably going to be able to help you out. Believe me, there's a lot in that store. But consider helping Kim out, sassyjackstitchery.com, when you need to order things to keep one of the key needlework shops in the U.S. hobby. Let's help her basically stay in business, keep going, generate enough revenue to cover costs, and if she makes a profit, great. But I think right now she just wants to keep it going. So help her out. We should have here in the next 2 or 3 weeks some things that we'll do some shows, some special shows where she'll have some offerings. We're hoping to get that together. We're working on that now.
She's okay. So, segue. She's also got employees that she's trying. She's like, you know, they need the income.
Right.
She's trying to keep them employed too. So that's the other reason. It's not just Kim and her family. She's keeping other people employed in her area. And I thought it was great that she's opened her shop. She's like, yeah, we're going to do hillbilly toilets, which I totally understand, right. You know, yep. Bucket of water, you know, that's what you got to do. But she said, you know, right now we need the comfort of our stitching too. We need the comfort of each other and the comfort of our stitching. And so being able to offer that to people, I think she thought maybe this it was frivolous, maybe, I don't know, but just the ability to open the shop and to do that for people, I think that's great.
Yeah.
If you can help her, and she's got, and I forgot to bring mine over, but she has that thistle, mother of pearl from Jackie DePlessis.
Jackie DePlessis, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are really nice. That's exclusive to her shop. If you happen to collect those little sort of doodads, and it's perfect if you're doing a monochromatic piece because you can thread it up with all the, like, so many bundles of thread, but then work through those threads. Because I don't have a multiple set of needles going, but I keep, especially if it's a little bit variegated, I keep several lengths of cut threads so I can go through the variegation. So it doesn't just you're not using all six strands from one length of thread. Anyway. It's a pretty piece, that little thistle. And I know she has more of those. And then Jackie is offering through Kim, is it Rise Above the Water?
Yeah, Rise Above the Waters. It's an ornament, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and cool. I know Kim said she's going to, the profits from that, she's donating to like the local food bank, which really stepped up. They lost their building, I think, but they were out there quickly offering food and water to people who needed it, and they've been there for a long time. They're a long-standing organization. So I think if you wanted to sign up for that, she's got to sign up on her web page. If you go to her web page, it's on the first page, and she's taking signups. And I think she's going to start invoicing people. And I said, yeah, even though you don't have all the threads and everything, she kind of mentioned that. And I said, you should, because we all understand it takes a while to gather all that stuff, but you've got some expenses,
right,
you know, to put out. You know, we all, you know, it's not that we don't have anything else to stitch, you know. Yeah, go ahead and invoice us. And because all the exclusives do that. I don't think that's a big deal, you know.
Right.
You know, you might have to wait a little while, but you might as, you know, people need that money so they can get the supplies in. It's a huge expense. Even though I know someone donated threads and linen. So, and then Jackie donated, I think, her design. So most of it's going to go as a profit to these organizations. So it's a good cause. It's a good cause.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and that speaks to Kim. You know, she's trying to keep a business going, and then a project that comes in where, you know, you could easily keep the profits and be justified. No, she's not doing that. She's giving those to people who need food and water. Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
But yeah, sign up on Kim's site, that Rise Above the Waters. It's a neat ornament. And Jackie DePlessis has a page, and I put my name on there. But anyway, there's two places you can get on the list for that one, but that's a neat little thing. Do what you can. And for Florida and North Carolina there, I mean, there's a million ways you can give and you can help. And I know from our church, we're Lutheran, so it's Lutheran Church Charities Fund is the one that does all that work. And that's how we do it, through them, because then we know that it's going through the proper channels and is going to help the people not go somewhere and then we learn later it got wasted. We know mm-hmm. is that Lutheran Church Charities, I mean, that's all they do all the time, all over the country. So right. that's how we channel our money, because we're confident that it's going there. But it's, you know, these hurricanes in Florida, people, mm-hmm. you know, they can't get hurricane insurance. You know, the major companies have left Florida, and these people they can't get hurricane insurance. Or if they do, the companies are trying to not pay them. There's a million stories of all kinds of things. And, of course, there's two sides to everything, and we don't know all the deals. But this is not easy for any of them. And I know there was an interview the other night on ABC, the evening news, where we don't have insurance. Our whole house is gone. We don't have insurance. We, you know, I'm sure couldn't afford it, couldn't get it. Who knows what the deal is. And then now what are you going to do? You know?
Right.
And, right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm going to put a little plug in. If you are able, donate blood. You know, you don't think about it, but my brother is an emergency room nurse. They use a lot of O positive blood when there's emergencies, and there's always a need. If just go and donate, it takes about 20-30 minutes. It's pretty painless. If you donate platelets, it takes a little longer. They really do need the, you know, you think they can use it, and if you can take the time to do it, they really appreciate it. That's, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to do that. You know, your time,
right.
your time. Yeah. If you can do it. But yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I know there's a lot of good organizations out there. The other thing Kim mentioned was all the pets. People had to leave their pets. You know, you don't want to, but you don't have a choice, or they got separated, or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the shelters are overflowing with displaced pets and their owners, and the owners, they can't feed themselves, so they can't feed their pets. You know, whatever you can do to help, it's all helpful. You know,
And it's not hard to find legitimate organizations that are helping. Do a little homework. Do a little homework before you start shoving off money to somebody. Make sure they're legit.
Right.
You know, sadly, when these things happen, the slime balls show up. So work through normal channels, so you're sending money to people who, one, know what to do with it, so it's used effectively, but two, you know that you can trust them. That is it World Central Kitchen?
Yes.
Holy smokes, that organization is amazing. They are on the spot every time, like instantly making meals for people. They are an amazing organization. I got to learn more about them, because, man, I mean, they were right there in North Carolina, and then the minute that her thing went through Florida, they were there again. They are just an amazing organization. What a commitment.
That was, I mean, they were there. They were there, and I just can't imagine. And helping people right away, because you know, we live in the Midwest where sometimes the power goes out, so you don't have. And if you live where there's, you live on a well, you know, you could be without water. So you have to plan for that if you're on a well system. But nothing like what they're going through now.
No.
You know, nothing. No. So. And the other one is Karen Kluba, Rosewood Manor. She has an ongoing two patterns. That the money goes always to the Red Cross. So if you buy one of those two patterns, I think the profits go to the Red Cross. So, and she made it a PDF, so for people international. Can buy the pattern and help. You know, so again. If you're looking for something.
Right. You know, sometimes I know it seems silly and frivolous, but even if you're never going to stitch it, to buy it to contribute to the cause, mm-hmm. you know, and then give it to a friend or something, you know, mm-hmm. is a way. Because it was, I interviewed Ronnie Rowe the other day, and he did a there's a homeless guy that walks by all the time, and he did a design with the homeless guy and a park bench in his town. And then now all the profits of that go to the local mission for homeless people. Mm-hmm. Designers all the time is doing things. But, you know, even if you're never going to stitch it, buy it from him.
And right.
It's a way to contribute. You never know. You might come along one day and say, hey, I think I'll stitch that.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, we buy plenty of other ones that we never are going to stitch. So, you know.
That just are sitting in our basements.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Someday we're going to get a tour. I know we are.
Yeah, no.
All right. Back to your little first world problem about why you hate kidding things.
All right, so I have the Jan Hicks piece, and I think it's 5 colors. It's a PDF, and I'm thinking, oh, good, it's going to be quick. So I go to look what the – because it's a monitor. It's on the monitor. I can't really – you know, you're not sure if it's going to be the same color. So I'm trying to find the colors that she lists because I like to start that way. I like to start with either the DMC, and then I can always change it. Mm-hmm. But I need to see the original. And I got like through it, and I'm missing 3, and I'm like, it just made me mad. So I packed it all back in, and I went upstairs and huffed. Poor Max, he was like, "What's your problem? You've been downstairs playing in your threads. You should be happy." And I was like, "Rrr." So that's why I don't like kidding. I like to, you know, I have this huge stash. Can I find the color I want? No.
No, never.
And then I was thinking about it later after I wrote that down, and I thought that was so stupid. It's probably 5 colors you've got. I know it's a blue, a yellow, a red, a black, and a green.
Mm-hmm.
So pick 5 colors and stitch the stinking thing. Do it monochromatic. Stop being mm-hmm. such a whiner. But there's something in my head, like even the Dawn to Dusk. I have the kit in tuxedo.
Yeah.
And that's, I pulled it out. And I was like, well, I don't really want to do it. I want to have some red in there. And so I started pulling things.
Yep.
And matching and seeing what was similar, what I had. And that's when I had the original kit. And then I could change it. I think it's just a mental thing. And Robin's probably shaking her head and like, mm-hmm. you are totally nuts, woman.
Yep.
But that's how especially if it's a needlepoint. I'm especially bad if it's a needlepoint. I want to see the color of the thread. I want to see what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
And then jump off. And my problem now is I don't have a needlepoint store close by.
Right.
So if it's a thread, even if it's, if I can find something that's similar and say, okay, this is what it should look like. It's not highly variegated, or it is very highly variegated. You don't know that if you just have the color.
Yeah.
It's like, how do I know?
Right.
So yeah, that's probably why I have so much stash. I have kits and then I've re-kitted it.
This is probably a mental problem. Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that.
It is a mental problem. We're just
not going
to even go
there.
Imagine
if you had a needlework store within 20 miles. You'd wear the car out just going back and forth,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I've got to kit this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be dangerous. Maybe it's best you don't have a needlework store.
It probably is, especially a big needlepoint store that has all the threads.
Yeah, it's probably best that you don't. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Probably then, very good that I
then
don't.
Then there'd be 2 stores in the area.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
My basement
and the store.
Mm-hmm. And the store. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We would rapidly get to the point where the store would call you to see if you have a thread for somebody else.
Yeah.
That's how that.
Yeah.
Would,
yeah. Do you have this thread still? Did you use that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, yes, I do. I'll be right
yes,
over.
Yes, I do.
yep.
That would be
all
bad.
Right. We're going to call it right there. Sunday is from the Woodlawn people, Elizabeth Reese, be sure and check that out. See if you want to enter something. Check out Dawn to Dusk and WeTalkFiber.com/weekend to register for our weekend in March. And if you can help the folks in North Carolina, Kim, and the folks in general, please do that. It's ugly down there. They really got it. They got hurt. So the rest of us should do something to help them out. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening.
All right, bye.